makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Wednesday, October 8th. Texans began preparing for the Miami Dolphins after moving on from Sunday's loss. Hear from Coach Gary Kubiak, quarterback Matt Schaub, tackle Eric Winston, and Texans owner Bob McNair. But before we hear from them, the Texans are helping the victims of Hurricane Ike through the Texans Helping Texans campaign, which the team launched in hopes of raising $2 million for relief, recovery, and rebuilding efforts around the Houston area. Visit HoustonTexans.com for more information. The players didn't have any choice but move on from their last-minute loss to the Colts. By Wednesday, tackle Eric Winston said they were hungry for their next opponent.
We're all really upset with what's going on. You know, there's not a guy in here that's not a little upset with the way things have gone for us, especially the last 2 weeks. And we know we're a better team than where we are. We know we're a better team than we were last year. But now we got to go out and prove it. We got to prove it to the rest of the NFL, and it starts this week.
Quarterback Matt Schaub felt the same way. He went back to getting starting reps after sitting out with a stomach virus.
We want to taste victory, and we want to, you know, go after somebody and just jump on somebody. And from the start of the game on through the finish, you know, we've been really close the past 2 weeks, and we fell short. But we just got to, you know, focus on the future and not dwell on the past.
Texans owner Bob McNair said he was disappointed with how the team has started, but proud of how they played.
Feel like everybody else, being 0-4, miserable. You know, I hate it, and I don't know anybody that likes it. But you know, that's history. And what's important now is for us to go out and win this game and start a winning streak. And I think we're capable of doing that.
Here's what Kubiak had to say about preparing for the Texans' next opponent, the Miami Dolphins.
Well, they're causing a lot of problems. You know, I mean, it's. Basically, you're preparing for two offensive football teams, and you got to be really sharp in diagnosing or identifying formations and those type of things. So not one guy. Normally, you know, you got one guy leading the defensive group, but you got to have 11 guys watching how they break the huddle, who comes out, what's going on. So confusion is an issue this week.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.